at Steenon Sports, at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook at 1700 The Champ, website 1700thechamp.com. Just in case you missed the first hour, it's DJ's birthday today. DJ.
Hi, buddy.
That's that matters. We have to make sure that everybody knows it's DJ's birthday because some of us might have not known it was DJ's birthday today. So
again, like I said before,
he's a great little
including
dude.
DJ.
Including DJ didn't know it was his birthday today. Even though he knows it's like, I get something. He's talking about me. I get something.
He said my name twice today.
Yes.
Probably tired from all the laps.
Exactly. This segment will be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Let me click on here. Woodman Controls Company is a intelligent building solutions for companies throughout Iowa. They're independent Iowa-based contractor that designs, engineers, installs, commissions, and services building automation systems. They hook it up to your system so you know what's going on with the equipment in your building. One of the things that we talk about Woodman Controls is about careers at Woodman Controls. You can go to woodmancontrols.com, click on the careers tab. You can, there's applications. It shows the different things. There's internship, there's service technician, field technician, project manager, business development. This is what I know for sure, because we had Laser Home Services. I believe Laser Home Services will jump back on here pretty quick. And now, as busy as they are, I'm assuming that that will happen. But they were supposed to do a couple of just our, I think we get checked 3 times a year for heating and cooling. And there were so many people that might have been caught off guard of it being 110 degrees in their house for the last week that, oh my gosh, my air conditioning doesn't work. So they didn't get around to all that. So there's a lot of need out there, and Woodman Controls, great company to work for. Check them out. You can, once again, go to woodmancontrols.com, and you can also give them a call, 515-964-0904. Okay, so we were talking about Doug and Allison. So we got to interview Doug. I've talked to Allison now off air. We're going to try to find some time that she can come and kind of go through the story. And it's a big story with many layers, right? There's the story of having a husband that's a coach, having a big family, and how you work around all that. That would be enough to just go, wow, man, you are superwoman. Then you throw in that you have two young sons who see dad wrestling and see all their buddies wrestling, their older buddies who they just figure that all these guys are our brothers, and that's all they do. And that on the mat, in the grass, in the kitchen, at night, during bedtime.
I think there's a couple guys over in Iowa City that are probably the same story.
Same way. So was Doug with all of his brothers as well.
Yep.
Then you dive deeper into Allison and Doug's family life. And they have two daughters, Jen and Lynn. Birthdays today. They are 5.
Right.
So happy birthday.
So they're twins.
Yes. Okay. And have been diagnosed. And not to just they're I'm trying to think of the correct words, but they're on the autism spectrum.
The spectrum.
And yes. So one more thing, right? Yes. So not only does she have to be super wife, super mom, super advocate, all those things, while maybe not spending enough time to take care of herself. Mm-hmm. And it's just a really good story. It's a passionate story that if you know me well enough, when I read stuff like that, it affects me and I want to help.
Right.
And I don't know how to help, but I know that when I have issues, when I want to open up about them, it helps.
Right.
That's the problem. I was an only child. Not a lot of people to open up to when I was growing up.
Here's the thing with our conversation with Coach Schwab, Doug. When he spoke of this, first and foremost, he just went off the scale with, my wife is a superhero.
Yes.
But the thing, and it was very interesting and heartwarming the way he described it, because it none of this was woe is me, my daughters are on the scale.
No.
It was, he said, we go in, we have questions. You know, when they go to an appointment, we have questions.
Answers.
We go back home. We learn from it. We observe. We want to go back with better questions when we had the first time, so we can get more answers. And then, like what you said, become advocates of it, so that they can say, "Hey, just, you know, this can happen to anybody." And that's what Allison says. This can happen to anybody. And with that being said, here's what we didn't know what we were looking for, but in hindsight, this is what we could have been looking for.
Right.
And it's not anything other than helping others going, you know, in better, helping others in better ways because of what they've gone through, and they want others to be knowledgeable what is.
And that's the part that we can help
process.
With, that we can get people in touch, and we can get people out there that are going through the same stuff. Listen, it's not easy. I guarantee you that when you have just the fact that they have four kids at the ages they are, not going to school every day because of COVID, not being able to learn the same way, changing schedules up, doing all that thing, that messes everybody up.
Everybody.
It messes me up when I don't do the same thing every morning before I mean, I'm out of sorts for what used to be a few minutes is now a few hours. So I get it. And so if we can help that, I mean, that's my thing is, I want to be able to help her get her story and talk about her story, because I believe that if you talk about your story enough, it helps.
Absolutely.
Because I think we all need that. And then
I'm not going to lie, I'd love to hear a little day to day with Coach Schwab too,
from
her perspective too.
The first thing that Scott and I both said, he sat down, we both looked at each other at the same time. Yeah, if I saw him, I mean, I'm much older than he is, but if I saw him in a bar with the ears like that,
oh yeah,
me out.
See, that is
like his best friend buying him beers.
That is
here
the
you
first
go,
thing
buddy.
You do, because you look and go, okay, I'm from the Midwest. I know what those ears mean.
Yep.
Would you like a beverage?
Yes, anything that you want.
Yes.
I'm your guy.
Yeah.
I will get you taken care of.
Intense, good dude.
But so that's kind of what we're looking to do. That by. You know, because I think that really does help. If you talk to somebody about issues that they have, it makes the issues, it maybe even a different way to look at issues. But it's gonna hit somebody out there that's going through the same thing that go, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know this. Oh my gosh! It can happen to anybody. You can't ignore it. That's the one thing you can't do. And a lot of people like to, you know, and you think about all the people.
Right.
I'm 56 years old. Probably it's been happening for a long time, and people just didn't know about it. And schools didn't know how to pick up on it, and people didn't know how to pick up on it. And that's not what we want. So just the story itself would be enough. It's just an added bonus that they're going to be able to help other people. And
right.
So we'll keep you updated on when that'll happen.
Glad to see the excitement.
Yeah. And it really did. I mean, I probably have been bugging her way too much, but it does matter a lot. We talked a little bit off air that the Division I Council is looking at scrapping divisions for football conferences, the big conferences anyway. So you wouldn't have Big Ten East, Big Ten West. You'd just have Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard both ways with pretty high people for the Big 12, not knowing if they want to go divisions or want to keep how they have and then just draw on who plays who during the year instead of having divisions. I don't know if that...
North and South.
I don't know if that helps the University of Iowa that they're in their division they're in. They're not in the same division as Ohio State and Michigan and Michigan State, so that has to help. But they are in a division with Wisconsin and Penn State, so I mean, it's not like there's easy games. So it'll be very interesting to see what they, you know. The really funny thing is, if we're doing this 3 years from now, I bet you we're going to go, oh my gosh, remember we used to talk about the way college football was, and we're nothing like it anymore. You know, I right. think college football is going to be the one sport that changes. I think basketball and all, I think we're still okay with all that. I think women's sports wise, I think gymnastics are going to get a lot bigger. I think women's basketball is going to get a lot bigger. I think softball is going to get a lot bigger and get a lot more notoriety. And I think women's wrestling is going to come in and it's going to be really, really big. And especially in this state, it's going to be really, really big. Some other sports are going to have to take a back seat. And the NCAA, the way we're leaning right now, every day that we don't have a response to all the questions that are out there is one more day closer to the NCAA not existing and it going to a bipartisan
from a football standpoint.
No, I think football will go first, but I think in general all of it will go that way.
I still think there's going to be a fork in the road here. You're going to have your that don't give a you know what, about the education standpoint, they're looking at it as a vehicle for their talents as an athlete
right.
to move on to the next level of being a professional athlete, okay? The other one is you've still got the student athletes that know that they're not going to go and make a living playing the sport after the fact, but they love the sport, they're good at it, they know people want to watch them, and they want to go get an education.
Right. But you're still, the money is going to change. No matter what we do, the money's going to change. I mean, student athletes, you know, people. Do I agree with the transfer portal and do I agree with paying? I do agree with paying athletes. I don't agree wholeheartedly with the transfer portal. But until you stop everybody else from doing what they're doing.
You believe in paying an athlete as an endorsement.
Yes.
If they went to a car dealership and people came to see said yes. player, they will give him, I think.
Caitlin Clark going to Hy-Vee
okay.
and being a spokesman for Hy-Vee.
Yes. Yes. AD Harris from UNI, when he spoke of this, one of the things that he touched upon was it is okay to get, you go do something, you get fair and market value for going to do something.
Yes.
Correct? Going and working 2 hours and making $84,000 a year.
No.
I
don't agree with that, but I also don't want to stop it until you give me a good reason to stop it.
Okay.
Because I think as a whole that the NCAA structure with what it is, how it has evolved and what it's paying the people that are running it and the people that are coaching it, not everybody, but the basketball coaches and the football coaches, what they're getting paid. The NCAA athletes are not getting their fair shake for what they're doing.
So what's to say that the fork in the road, if you will, is the ones that want to be student athletes, knowing that they are not expecting to have a professional future, you still have your college
right.
aspects but of it. But then now you have a club sport, if you will, that is, I'm not ready for the NFL, I'm not ready for the NBA, but I'm going to have people pay me to play, knowing that this is, okay, the logical next step.
Football's going to be the first to do it. They're not going to do it from...
Every team is going to... Not every college, not every division.
No. The major ones, the five, the Power Five, and I think they'll go in and pluck people out that aren't in the Power Five. The first thing that's going to happen, I believe, with the collegiate sports environment is the Power Five schools for basketball for men and women and football for men are going to break away and they're going to be their separate entity. And then collegiate sports will fall under all the rest. Not that they're still going to be it's still going to be a college sport. It's you're still going to have to go to school. You're still going to have to do all that. But the amount
you're saying it's not going to be governed by the NCAA. It's going to have its own set of rules and be handled more. Yeah.
It's
like
I'll tell you right now that Greg Sankey, who is the commissioner of the SEC, is going to be the person who's going to show you the way to break away, and he's going to be the person that's going to run it for the first few years because he understands what it is. And the thing that he understands that a lot of people don't, and this gets him in trouble sometimes, is, yes, we're making all this money, but what we're going to do is we're going to take this excess money and say, here's a percentage, and we'll pay players and do whatever we need to. But this other part of our big earnings that we have, instead of the NCAA getting you know, to say, well, it'll go, we'll give them a little and them a little, and we're going to keep a lot. He's going to say, we're going to make sure that all these programs out there have enough money that they are not struggling to make sure that these collegiate athletes can, if they need to go out to dinner or they want to do all that, they have the ability to do that. The issue that some of these college athletes will say is, well, how come I can't get what they get? Well, right now, the reason you can't get what they get, and you have to bring in women's gymnastics, because women's gymnastics, if you took who could earn the most dollars, right, based on a sport, women's gymnastics would probably be first, because there's some women gymnastics gals that can make more money than anybody else.
You're saying by putting their name with a
anything they want,
a clinic or something like that, right?
I'm saying start your own clothing line. I mean, anything they want to do. There's so many people that watch that we have no idea about.
Right.
But I think the first thing that'll happen is that college football will break away, because if they don't do that, and I think Greg's saying he is going to see this, is if they don't break away and try to do this, the federal government's going to do something, and nobody wants, as bad as the NCAA is about running things, the federal government's much worse.
So why not create a minor league football league?
Because you have to bring basketball in there too, and you know the main reason? They don't want to pay health insurance. That's the sticking point. I would rather pay them $80,000 for name, image, and likeness than have to pay health insurance on it, because it's a lot more than $80,000.
Hey, workman comp would be in there too, bud.
We'll be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, The Champ.
Traffic is slow on
I-15 on sports. 1700, The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in. Once again, happy Thursday, everybody. It is Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We are bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Happy Hour underscore SS. That's a lot to remember for an old dude with memory problems. This segment is going to be brought to you by Palmer Group. Palmer Group was founded in 1998 by Austin Palmer. His goal was to change the way Iowa employment landscape was working by serving both candidates and clients' needs with a people-centered approach. They do that. They are hiring managers. They can help companies find better candidates faster. They can help recruit. They can help screen employees. They can bring in those students who are about, a week to 10 days away from graduating from the universities out there. If you're not comfortable, if you don't already have your job lined up, you're not sure what you want to do, go check out Palmer Group. They can help guide you through and make things easier for you. Right now, they have well over 300 plus open jobs. In their little circle. Their circle is mortgage and banking, accounting and finance, admin and customer service, construction, engineering and manufacturing, human resource, information technology, marketing and sales. It's a great company with great people. I do know that maybe somebody found somebody in his so my middle son, Andrew, switched from mortgage and banking to construction, engineering, and manufacturing, and placed his first person yesterday.
Jump out of him.
He was pretty happy. So here's the great thing, and when I talked to some Chris Lorenz, he's the executive vice president, one of the things that I talked to him about is here's the amazing thing about my son, Andrew, and I think you'll back me up on this. He was one of those that if you got him to commit and sit and talk to you, you could talk to him for hours about all kinds of things, movies, sports. He loved to just sit and talk. Palmer Group has now done that, so it's just every day. He can come up and people in a grocery store and just start talking to him.
Right.
Or any, you know, that's when you see changes like that. So if he can change like that and he feels that confident with Palmer Group, think what you could do with Palmer Group. So once again, thank Palmer Group for being part of our program.
A big thing to be said for confidence and preparation, and he definitely has that.
Yes. Both. Yep. I did not know this until this morning. Western Conference Finals MVP Award is named after Magic Johnson. I did not know that. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I did not know that as well.
That's what Johnny Carson did. I did not know that.
Since Mike Tirico moved into the booth because of Al Michaels jumping to, I think he was one that jumped to Amazon Prime.
I believe so.
I think
I could, Lord, dude, yeah, they're trying to keep track of this. We're going to need a grease board.
Maria Taylor, who had some issues at ESPN, she hopped over to NBC, and now she's hopped right into that, being the new host of Football Sunday Night. Yep. That's a big job.
Yes, it is.
That's awesome for her. I like her. She does a really good job. Yeah, there are
absolutely
so many. Now that you get to hear them more, you get to see them more. Jessica Mendoza was one of the first in baseball. I can remember. So here's, we were down at a tournament with Nate. My gosh, they had to be 13 or 14. And during the College World Series. So it was a baseball tournament for that age group. And then you got to go, all the kids got to go to the baseball games.
Over and over.
And Aaron Boone and Jessica Mendoza, and I can't remember the third person, they all were staying at the same hotel. We were staying right across the street. Really, it was awesome. And they all came in. And Rob Young was there with us. Rob and I saw Aaron Boone. We went, oh, my God, Aaron Boone. Boom, man, we're heading for Aaron Boone. Some boys saw Jessica Mendoza, went right for Jessica Mendoza. Didn't ask her any questions about anything but baseball. What's it like talking to this person? What's it like talking to that person? And it was funny, but, man, Rob and I, we went right after Aaron Boone. Man, I want to talk to you. But and now Aaron Boone is the manager for the New York Yankees. He actually became manager like a year after that. So even a bigger story. So that's really good for, really, really good for her. WNBA has a little bit of an issue. They had a couple of teams fly commercial. The WNBA actually is flying their teams commercially. And had a COVID outbreak because of flying commercially. So you got some players that aren't very happy. I don't know what you do about that. In order for that, that's the really funny things. And we're going to slide right into what you wanted to talk about by bringing this up. If you have a league and you want to succeed, you the people that are in charge of your league have to be able to go out and land people that will help you benefit your league. So if I'm the WNBA and I have 12 teams and they're all in major cities, my biggest sponsor that I want to go find, an airline company or a private jet company.
You would think.
That would be who one of my biggest sponsors would be. Hey, how about you help me? I help you. And we don't have to worry about this anymore.
Yeah, but you make a plane that has more space between the seats.
Yeah,
be great too.
Because these gals are 6'1", 6'2", right, just the same as everything else. If you know, we were just talking about that. Golf, there is a lot of people in professional golf that think the fact that the LPGA and the PGA are the sole proprietors of these single operators and have all the power. Nobody's ever liked that. The people that run the European League, those players have the same. They fought for a long time to be able to play on both tours. Now you have the Saudi Arabia League.
LIV. It stands for LIV. It's Roman numeral for 54, which is the lowest score you can get if you birdied every hole.
Yep. And here's the issue. And I don't think, see, this is what happens. This is when you need somebody that has some marketing sense. It's not marketing another golf organization. It's maybe you don't market it in a place that probably doesn't have the same human rights background that the current one that you're in does.
That's where I was going here, because when I said I'd like to chat about this.
Yep.
Now you've got this, we can look at this many different ways. Because you got Greg Norman at the helm. He's the CEO, right?
Who's always been angry because he thought the PGA kept way too much money and didn't spread it around.
That is exactly where this is coming from. Because the PGA is old, musty money, and we did this, and
we're not going to change.
And you know what? Hey, we're giving you $10 million to the guy that wins, and then it trickles down after that or whatever, where this other league, it can be two times, five times that. I mean, the absolute purse is phenomenal throughout this 54 event league. Now, okay, you got these guys that are asking permission to go, and they're getting denied to go do this to better themselves. They don't want to completely lose ties with the PGA. They want to do both. They're not going to let them.
Nope.
Obviously, because we go back to some of the same things where we have billionaires fighting with millionaires, right? The billionaires usually win.
Yep.
Okay. So the choices of these guys that are making it to the LIV league, do you really want to? I mean, it may be successful in other places in the world, but I just don't think we're going to quickly get over the hump,
right,
of it. Like you touched on earlier, maybe some of the human rights aspects of the money behind it.
But we play in other places where that is too. A lot of the European players are going to stop playing for the PGA. Sergio Garcia is one. He hates all the rules. He hates the musty, crusty. For the European.
And he's openly said that microphone. Yes, that I'm so happy to be done with this in 2 weeks.
The Europeans actually know it because they're even older and crustier, but they change as they go. The PGA has not.
Right.
Here's the other thing. And if you look at the landscape in the PGA right now, and it's not going to change at any point in time in the near future. You are starting to, you know, the Arnold Palmers and the Jack Nicklauses and the Gary Players and everybody are getting to a point where, you know, they're hanging on.
Man. Right. They're waning. They're still waning in their years.
For people like us, I would go get an autograph of them just as quickly as I would of others. Then your next grouping, your Fred Couples, your Greg Normans and all that didn't have the same, outlook on golf as what those others did. And, you know, that's going to change. The issue that they had with this particular one is it was Greg Norman, and Greg Norman has always been a thorn in everybody's side, and he's been a thorn and didn't care who he was prickly with.
Right.
And it could be anybody. It could be Jack. It could be Freddie Couples. It could be, you know, even Tiger. I mean, he was not a big fan of Tigers. The person that he chose kind of to go with him a little bit was Phil Mickelson. And then Phil Mickelson kind of, hey,
the media's having a heyday.
You're
with
thinking
Phil.
You're going to do this. And you know what? We've put up with you and we've kind of made you the darling when you know you're not the darling that you say. Right. I love Phil Mickelson. I love to watch him play golf. If that league was going to work, it could only work for one reason and one reason only, and that's Tiger. What Tiger does, you have the top 100 golfers in golf that are under the age of 40.
He is the beacon.
Whatever he does, they do, because he made them a ton of money, and he's been nice to them since. He was one of the ones that actually, now, on Sunday, and you're competing, he's not going to say a word to you. But as soon as it gets over, we're all going to go, and we're all going to have fun and do that. They look up to him. They know he's the reason they make money. And Tiger had that same reverence for Jack and Arnold and all those guys. He loved them. And the reason he loved golf was because of them. Mm-hmm. But he didn't need them to make money, because he knew he was going to make money because he had something that nobody else had. He's an African-American golfer that is the best at his sport. Right. And he's taken it to a plateau that I don't think anybody in this country ever thought.
PGA is not going to change. As long as Tiger's there, they're gonna keep their portion.
That's why they keep just letting him come back and they don't say anything, because without him, I mean, he didn't even play hardly last year, and they had that new thing where they gave a social media thing. It was like $100 million. He took home the most money. He didn't even play.
Yeah.
That's how much people follow him on social media. And you don't get Dustin Johnson, and you don't get Brooks Koepka, and you don't get Jordan Spieth, and you don't get Justin Thomas and Ricky Fowler and Scheffler and all those guys if you're cutting Tiger out or you're doing something like that.
How many European players do you think are going to go to the Saudi League?
I think a ton. I think a bunch of them are. To be really honest, the only player that I think the PGA cares about right now is Rory. They would love to keep Rory. But Rory's had a bunch of struggles with them, with all their little rules and everything as well. He wants to win majors, and he wants to win another Open. He's won two British. He wants to win another U.S. Open. So I don't know how quickly he would move. Masters, that's invite. PGA has nothing to do with that. Right. That's run by its own. And he's a past champion. He can come back to that whenever he wants. The U.S. Open is almost to the same point that if you're a past champion, now you have to be, sometimes you have to be a past champion, and if it's played at the place where you were a past champion at, then you can get in without having any.
I know.
But once again, the PGA right now is being run by a bunch of old curmudgeons.
Right.
And until it switches and you understand that it's still about how many people can we get to want to play golf.
I know you like watching golf on Sundays. You like the last day. But is that you will watch it only because Tiger is on there?
No, watching golf?
Okay.
I'm a huge Jordan Spieth fan. I'm a huge Justin Thomas fan. I like watching Dustin Johnson. There's so many people I enjoy. You know why I watch golf now?
Because you can go, God, I wish I could do that.
Well, even I'm like, oh my God, look what they did. I'll go out and I'll try to practice trying to do stuff like that. It doesn't help. It doesn't make me, but it makes me just some of the things that they do. It does make me better. I'm playing better golf now at 56 than I did at 46.
Well, yeah, but you also stopped trying to do the beer hole routine.
Well, that's true.
It's not good for the game.
I don't drink at all.
It's great for social media.
I don't drink at all anymore when I play golf. I drink after I play golf. I haven't been drinking at all, period. But
all right. To circle back then, you enjoy watching golf, you love watching the game, you love the game. You going to tune into LIV? Are you going to watch it? I mean, it's going to be more extravagant.
I'm not a big Greg Norman fan. I wanted to be a Phil fan. My sons were Phil fans. I always thought Tiger was private because he had skeletons.
Right.
But I think Phil wanted people to like him because he has skeletons and he just didn't want them to know. So it drives me crazy.
My phone's blown up. Evidently, the NFL's giving out a schedule.
Nice! Maybe we'll have to talk about that. We got one segment left. We got some potpourri coming up. You've been listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We will be back right after this break.
101.3 FM and 17. As your Iowa Barnstormers take on the big... A man who lives and breathes Iowa sports. Steen on Sports. 1700, The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Almost forgot I had buttons I had to push.
Yeah, can
I was just getting ready to go, hey, let's see. Yeah. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Last segment. Flown by today.
Yes, it has.
It's Thursday. That means it's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. That would be Scott. This would be Steen. You are having sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Mm-hmm. We appreciate y'all coming in and listening today, which is a good thing because I actually now know that somebody somewhere can put pen to paper and say that we do have people that are listening to us, so that's good.
Oh, yeah. Like I said.
That's a bonus. I like it.
And I think majority of them are positive listeners.
So. I'm hoping. You know, it comes.
Pretty positive. A couple of them think we're idiots.
I've had this happen. I've been talking at a bar, a restaurant, and people come up and go, do you have a radio show on during the day? Yeah. I recognized your voice.
I've had people approach me at a bar, too.
Buckets.
Except they asked me if I had the drink menu. But anyway, that's completely different. So,
trying to think what else. So we are at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at 1700 The Champ, and at Happy Hour Sports. No, Happy Hour underscore SS. I have to remember that. Once again, it's not about Scott or I today. It's all about DJ. It's DJ's birthday today. Hi, buddy.
He's DJ, little doggy heart attack. He's running around the house.
Where's he at? Where's he at? I'm going to run. And now we let him come. We used to not let him come downstairs if we weren't there, but now he just has pretty much the run. And so now he goes. He's looking. But happy birthday. It's a kind of a happy birthday for Nana, too, because she has to help him celebrate.
Sure.
So love you, Nana. I do want to thank you and I again, that now that you know how much fun that is, I can't wait till we do it again. It's pretty cool to have that and be a sponsor with, the Panthers. And I think
the neat thing was, is it is so cool to talk to everyone we could.
Right.
It's not the big names that everyone can go, oh, that's such and such.
Right.
And that's such, I mean, the two big ones.
Volleyball Bobby. Yeah, and she strikes at my heartstrings. I gotta tell you.
New Hartford. Gotta love it.
Yep. Let's see. After the show tonight is the NFL schedule. We've talked about it, but we'll talk more about it. I mean, that is crazy that is the topic.
Yeah, I'm getting alerts on my phone. They told what the first three games are going to be.
Yes.
Okay.
It's perfect. We want to take this time to thank Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Northwest Bank, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group for being a part of the show. Couldn't do the show without you. Always looking for people that want to jump in. You can jump in. The water's fine. It's just perfect. Water's perfect right now.
Wonderful.
We have stats that we can give you. We know people are listening. We're up and coming, and we enjoy what we do. So hopefully that makes you want to listen more and tell more people, because that helps. What do you have going on this weekend?
That was on the bottom of my list here. Yes, we have a graduation party at Iowa State tomorrow for Cassandra.
That is right.
Graduated with her master's in kinesiology.
Yes.
So we're going to run up and do that. And then, honestly, I think the youngest, who is done with baseball, is coming back this weekend as well to go to his sister's graduation party. And then he actually is going to be a Bettendorf B. Which is I think a double A or whatever. Anyway, he's signed. He's going to be playing for 2.5 months or 2 months or whatever.
Good.
But so I'm guessing there's going to be more road trips to watch baseball.
There you go.
Which is very much worth it.
I am going to try. It's supposed to be 70 degrees on Sunday. I'm hoping I have tee times for Sunday, but I'm hoping the boys get tee times for Saturday as well. I played way too much. I played 54 holes last weekend.
Well, it's funny because the May 12th was Mother's Day, evidently 9 years ago, because a memory popped up of my wife and the youngest, and we all went down to she wanted to go golfing for Mother's Day. We actually went down to Ackworth, down to the Shady Oaks.
Yep.
That's a fun course.
Yes.
But with that being said, you said a weekend and weather and stuff like that. Here's my little potpourri thing, and I wanted to ask you. I would guess you growing up where you did things with your parents and, mm-hmm. Whether it was, sit at the watering hole and tell stories, or if it was just to do something as a group. Were you guys mushroom hunters?
No.
Okay. Are you a Morel mushroom fan?
No.
Why? Because it's a mushroom?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're delightful, like dude.
I know.
A little butter and some
just
some
to be
bread.
Honest, really honest with you, if you were cooking the mushrooms, I would probably eat them.
All right.
I'm learning. I've learned all my food preparing and everything from you. We were just talking about that off air, that the reason I take care of my stuff now was because my younger brother taught me that I can't just be me. Well, you know, that's the only child in me. Oops, that's not good anymore. Come another one. That doesn't work now.
Well, to give another accolade to Northwest Bank, I'm doing some things with them. Going down some paths of trying to figure out some avenues, but my gal Jill came to an on-site visit. Cool promo. Had a little tiny cooler, and it had steaks in it from the I think it's the Iowa food truck or something like that. But it says, "Don't make a mistake and go with someone else." You know, and I'm like, "That's good." So that was last night. Last night, fired up the Blackstone. We did some new potatoes and onions and jalapenos on the one side, and then lit that Blackstone as high as I could and seared a couple of these sirloins. And dear Lord, were they good!
You know, I have people that with our now that I was going to talk about it, what's our grill? It is a
Pit Boss. That's right next to my Blackstone.
So. And you know, people saw me because they were. It's nice now, so they can walk around the pond at the house
in Altoona. Yes.
In Altoona, and they watched me put them on, and they watched me, you know, put stuff on both sides, and then they watched me shut it. And then they watch me sit there and drink beer for like 30 minutes and then go back and take the chicken off and go in. And they're like,
I've never had a better burger.
No, I know it.
Than I've ever had on a pellet smoker. Because you don't have to mess around with them. You don't squish them. You don't do this.
You didn't really flip them and you didn't do this. And what is that? And
a pellet smoker.
You didn't light anything. You didn't push any buttons.
No. Well, you turn it on, turn the dial on and go.
That's it.
But a pellet type cooker and a digital thermometer have become my best friends when it comes to cooking. And then a spray bottle of apple cider vinegar and apple juice.
Yeah.
Keeping stuff. Oh, dear Lord. Man, you're making me hungry.
I know it.
Had like an apple and a clementine today. I'm trying to, you know, not be as bloated.
Starve yourself.
Be as bloated as I am. But anyway.
No, and it was so funny that they're like, where did you get it? I'm like, Lowe's. I mean, you're going to go to Lowe's. And I haven't
we got ours online, dude.
Yeah. I haven't even ventured out. You know, I haven't changed. I mean, I'm using the same pellets I had because I've gone through more pellets. I haven't even graduated to using different pellets. I just go in and grab the same one. So
you competition blend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that covers the bases. That's because, an easy one to do all
because you're not going, I'm going to do beef over and over again. So I'm going to do hickory. I mean, you don't want to do hickory with your pork. I mean,
But I did do ribs for the first time and they weren't yours, but I mean, just, it was like 4 hours slow cooked, sprayed them with that same spray.
We'll do a little research on the 3-2-1 method. Oh yeah.
So good.
But I mean, that's, you know, we just got our, we bought a side of beef. It's fun to say that born and raised in Iowa to say, I got my side of beef.
Yeah.
Filled up 3 freezers in the house for Pete's sakes. But the gal, when she was asking me how the breakdown was, she goes, do you want your brisket? I said, yeah. And I said, actually, she goes, you want that whole? I'm like, yeah. I'm kind of a new, and I'm doing great on chicken. I'm doing great on pork, ribs, all these different things. I feel very comfortable, but I'm going to screw up that first brisket. I know I am. She goes, you know what? For you newbies, I'll cut it in half. So,
see, that's what I want to do, too, because I'm a huge brisket fan.
Well, I'm a huge brisket fan of brisket done correctly.
Exactly.
Like when we go see our buddies down at Jethro's on the south side there. Yep. Man, they are nailing it down there. But I got my second pit smoker Pit Boss smoker that we've got in the camper.
Yep, in the camper.
It's portable, so yeah, we're
going to. What do I get at Jethro's? Burnt ends.
Oh my God! I know. But it's nice that it's the weather has turned.
Yeah,
you know,
it makes.
Didn't
it
have to get to 90 to because it gets a little warm standing in front of the Blackstone. It's we're gonna get the camper out. We're gonna do some traveling to see baseball. We're gonna. I mean, it's this time of year that we love.
Yep.
We are definitely spring people, but then again, we are big time fall people. I've watched more college football sitting next to a camper than I have
no
at home watching it on the TV. So
I agree. All right, buddy. This takes care of another happy hour sports. We had two of them this week, too. So that, yes, it's over.
Is the music going to start?
Yeah, I could see it.
Seriously?
You couldn't see it, but I could. Went fast. Scott and I thank you very much for listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We do that right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. I will see you tomorrow. He will be back in here on Tuesday. See you then.
Have a good one.